pricing and materials were updated to reflect that it is actually a 375 millimeter diameter pipe that will be installed from 0 + 643.6 to 0 + 719.
You see that's on page 7, Gerard?
Yes, on page 7 for item 2.
Okay.
What we've done is we've provided municipal staff with an addendum, page 7, that can be circulated with the notice for the court of revision so that the owners can insert the updated page that reflects that we are installing a 375 millimeter diameter pipe for that particular stretch of the drain, and downstream of that has been bumped up from 375 to 450 millimeters as set out in item 1 of the report. That's basically the nuts and bolts of the reconsidered report. As I mentioned, the construction schedule of assessments commencing on page 12 has also been updated to reflect the slightly higher increase for the larger diameter pipe and the cost to install same. And at this time, I'd be prepared to answer any questions from council or the owners regarding the project.
Are there any questions from the owners at this particular time? Any questions of council? Councilor Puget.
Thank you, Mayor Hirst. Through you to Mr. Roy. Could you please go back and say what the change was with item number 2? I'm sorry, I didn't write it down.
For item number 2, it states supply and install approximately 75.4 lineal meters of 250 millimeter diameter. That was the original pipe size that has now been increased to 375 millimeters. And the unit price at the end of the item reflects that increased pipe size, cost of materials, and installation.
Okay, any other questions? If not, what's council's pleasure relative to the recommendation that are before you? Councilor Sutton.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Move that the report from the engineering coordinator dated September 4th, 2013 regarding the meeting to consider for the Adams drain improvements be received, that council repeal the provisional bylaw 2013-69, and council reconsider the final report for the Adams drain improvements prepared by Gerard Rude, PN, from Rude Engineering Incorporated, dated August 26th, 2013. Council provisionally adopt the engineer's report for the improvements to the Adams drain by giving first and second reading to bylaw 2013-93, and that council direct administration to schedule the court of revision for the Adams drain improvements.
There is support for that motion. Councilor Puget supports that motion. Any discussions? Councilor DePasquale.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Through you to Eric, or maybe our engineer, Mr. Rook. The prices on these homes, that's based on the size of property itself?
The assessment in the schedule reflects the use of the land and the runoff coefficients for it. Farm properties normally have a 10% runoff coefficient, whereas any residential lands would have a higher coefficient, usually in the range of 35% or even a little higher for very small lots with a lot of roof and driveway and building coverage on the lot. So it's a combination of the benefit to the property based on its proximity to the drain and then the size of the property relative to its runoff.
Thank you.
On the motion, all in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried unanimously. Thank you very much. Next item on tonight's agenda.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The next item on the agenda is the North Town Line drain, and we're here to reconsider that report. And Hallie Pearson from Crozier Baird is here.
Okay.
So with that, Hallie Pearson.
Yes.
Good evening. As instructed, I have reconsidered my report for the North Town Line drain to address the following concerns raised at the meeting to consider held on July 15, 2013. Number one, the concern expressed by Mr. Totaro and Mr. Kern regarding the assessments associated with replacing the enclosures and driveways abutting their properties. Number two, the concern expressed by representatives of the Allen and Zappio properties regarding their inclusion in the North Town Line drain drainage area. Number three, reduction in the length of Culvert 7 and assessment of 100% of the replacement cost to the town of Amesburg. as this culvert provides access to a fire hydrant. The drainage superintendent and I held on-site meetings with Mr. Kern and Mr. Tataro to discuss their concerns. It was determined that Mr. Kern required only 1 6-meter wide driveway rather than having two driveways for a total of 19 meters being replaced. The remaining 13 meters of driveway will not be replaced, but will be seeded instead. Mr. Tataro expressed concern regarding the cost to replace the existing enclosure. I recommended that it be replaced based on its poor condition and age. Mr. Tataro further requested that a catch basin be installed along the enclosure to prevent overland flow from approaching the foundation of the adjacent house. A catch basin has been proposed as shown on page 3 of the attached drawings. As requested, we have completed a review of the North Town Line Drain and Merritt Creek Drain watersheds. We have determined through site visits, survey, and a review of the current drainage reports that 100% of the Kern and Lemire properties drain into the North Town Line Drain. Portions of the Italiano, Allen, and Zappio properties also drain northerly into the North Town Line Drain. Portions of the Italiano, Allen, and Zappio properties were incorrectly assessed into the Merritt Creek Drain under the May 1993 report. Within the reconsidered report on pages 5 and 6, I have recommended assessment adjustments for these five properties. The schedule of assessment for the North Town Line Drain has been adjusted as well. I also spoke with Mr. Colavino, who owns the lands labeled as Kennard Holdings, Inc., on page 1 of the plans, regarding two concerns. Mr. Colavino inquired about receiving allowances or reimbursements for work completed privately on a municipal drain. Under the Drainage Act, maintenance works administered by the town are assessed back to the affected lands within the drain's watershed in accordance with the schedule of assessment provided in the current bylaw. It is difficult to assess privately completed works to the drain when they were not undertaken through the Drainage Act. Allowances or reimbursements of costs are not available. Mr. Colavino also asked about provisions for the willow trees planted along the south top of bank near the drain's outlet. Construction works are not proposed for this area, so these trees should not be affected as part of the proposed works on the North Town Line Drain. I would answer questions of council or the public at this time.
Are there any questions of the public at this time relative to this particular presentation? Yes. Could you just stand and identify yourself for the record, please?
Hi, I'm Marie Zappio. We're south, the almost the last house that's being put on this town line drain. It states on this new report that part of our property drains to the north, where the rest of it drains to Merritt, and that our neighbor also drains towards us to the south. Like, how is that possible? How can our property drain towards him and his drain toward us?
Eric, can you respond or...
The drainage superintendent and I attended the site, and between those two properties on the lot line, there is a swale. That swale drains easterly and then enters into the North Town Line Drain.
Okay. Does she understand? Are you understanding what she has just pointed out?
The swale is like a furrow that the farmers put in for drainage.
Yeah.
It's not anything to count for.
No, but she's telling you why it drains like it does.
I'm working on it. I'm trying to make it larger here.
So that she can understand it.
Yes. So this is the property line in question here. There is a swale, so the Zappio property drains northerly. A portion of this Zappio property, rather, drains northerly to this swale. A portion of the Allen property drains southerly to this swale that is located on the lot line, which then enters into the North Town Line Drain here.
I disagree.
Oh, she says she disagrees.
That swale drains down to our ditch. Our ditch is elevated at that end, and our ditch goes down that way towards Merritt. There is absolutely no way that water goes to the north. There's no way.
Eric?
Yeah, thank you, Your Worship. We were out there, we walked the property. That swale between the properties, between the farm and that property, does drain to the back, to the North Town Line drain and through. There is a small portion of the front of the properties that drain towards the road, but the majority of the property drains to the back, to the drain.
Perhaps you might make an arrangement to attend the site with the homeowner that's concerned and sure exactly what you're talking about.
We definitely can do that.
Yeah. Yes.
Hi, my name is Tom Sapio.
Sure.
So you're telling me, what if the farmer next year doesn't do that? Then what happens? Where are you relying on the farmers to then?
Good question, Eric. Can you respond?
Yeah, through Your Worship, we didn't meet with the farmer. We just went on site and took shots and verified that the water is draining to the back.
But the question he's saying, suppose the farmer next year decides to change that, or then what happens?
I'm going to say personally, Your Worship, I don't think that water can get up there. It really is sloping into that swale and to the back.
But perhaps
there would have to be a lot of work done to the property.
Perhaps maybe if you attend with them there and the farmer, I think it could mitigate or alleviate the concerns that they have.
Yeah.
Would you do that?
Yes, I can do that.
Sure.
Because as it stands, we rent that out, so if we decide don't rent it, you're saying I could change that myself then if I wanted to, if somebody else is doing it.
He'll come out and meet with yourself and the farmer, okay? Anyone else?
Technically, that's dry all the time.
Sure. If not, are there any questions of council at this time? If not, what's council's pleasure with the presentation and the recommendation? Councilor Apuja.
I have a question.
Well, I okay. Just asked you.
Thank you, Mayor, first. Through you to, I believe, Eric, what happens if the Zapio property doesn't drain in the direction that we think it drains in? Would they be relieved from any payment as a result of that, or how would that work?
Through Your Worship, if we decide to adopt the report tonight provisionally and give two readings of the bylaw, we then go to the quarter revision.
That's
the quarter revision is where you then, the landowner, can appeal their assessments and we can then deal with that then. In the meantime, we'll set up a meeting and meet with the landowner on site and review the report. And hopefully, by the time we get to the quarter revision, we'll have an understanding there.
Thank you, Eric. On the presentation and the recommendation, what's council's pleasure? Don't everyone speak at once. Councilor Sutton, once again.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Move the report from the engineering coordinator dated September 5th, 2013, regarding the meeting to reconsider for the North Town Line drain improvements be received. That council reconsider the final report for the North Town Line drain improvements prepared by Halliday Pearson, PN, from Crozier Barrett Engineers, dated August 30th, 2013. That council provisionally adopt the engineer's report for the improvements to the North Town Line drain by giving first and second reading to bylaw 2013-70, and that council direct administration to schedule the quarter revision for the North Town Line drain improvements.
There is support for that motion. Councilor Davies supports that motion. Further discussions? If not, all in favor? Motion is carried unanimously. Entertain a motion for adjournment.
So moved.
Been moved, supported by Councilor Pilon. All in favor? Motion is carried. Thank you. And